For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Newly proposed EPA rules requiring power plants nationwide to reduce their carbon emissions by 30% over the next 15 years won't have much of an effect on the Columbia Municipal Power Plant. Connie Kaprowitz, the communications specialist for Columbia Water and Light, says they've been planning for these new regulations for several years.
We've been working towards reducing that dependence on coal energy, investing in some newer coal-fired power plants that have the latest technology to reduce emissions.
Kaprowitz says 7% of the city's energy comes from renewable sources, and the city currently burns a mix of coal and wood at its power plant. The city is concerned about meeting its commitment to renewable energy while keeping costs low. The Mizzou Alumni Association announced today that construction of an outdoor amphitheater at the north end of Carnahan Quad will break ground this summer. Construction of Traditions Plaza is part of MU's 175th anniversary celebration. The new space will offer a location for classes, concerts, and spirit rallies, among other activities. According to the association's executive director, Todd McCubbin, the project will bring a unique element to campus.
An amphitheater is certainly something that I think on campus we don't have something as big as this is going to be for programming, and it could be a nice gift to the campus from the Alumni Association.
McCubbin says they hope the project will be complete by October, weather permitting, so the amphitheater can be dedicated at Mizzou Homecoming 2014. A PR campaign kicks off this week to drum up support for proposed constitutional amendment that states in part that the right to engage in farming and ranching in Missouri shall not be infringed upon. The measure was originally passed by state lawmakers in 2013 and was sponsored by Republican House member Bill Ribold of Neosha.
We're not in any way trying to stop the old traditional ways of farming or the new modern ways of farming. We just are giving farmers the constitutional right to do what they do in a way that they feel like is the best for their particular operation.
Ribold also says the amendment is needed to guard against overregulation from the federal government and to protect farmers and ranchers from frivolous lawsuits. Four members of Missouri's congressional delegation are stumping for the Right to Farm initiative across the state. Meanwhile, PETA has issued a written statement condemning the proposal, saying it would give constitutional protection to animal abuse in Missouri. Members of the local Nigerian community are joining the national campaign to raise awareness about a group of abducted Nigerian schoolgirls. The abduction of more than 200 girls in Nigeria on April 15th sparked Bring Back Our Girls protests across the world. On Saturday, dozens of people gathered at the Capitol building for a rally to raise awareness for the abducted girls. Ogugawa Ananobi is a professor of business at Lincoln University and helped organize the rally. He says returning the girls to safety is a must.
It's very important that we secure the release of the girls and they've been away from their families for over a month now. One can only imagine.
Ananobi says that raising awareness in the United States can help to influence necessary change in Nigeria. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.